She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Niza. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Niza.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in for the final and last show of Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live for the last time from Honolulu, Hawaii. It's sad, but, you know, we cannot, you know, foresee all these kind of problems. And it's hard to keep up with this. Anyway. Being the last show, I recommend people to call in, you know, and let me know if what we can help you with. The telephone number is 888-5204. 888-5204. We've been on the air for over 25 years, station to station. And the reason we had to change stations all the time was when you announce things that certain companies don't want you to know, then you're forced out and to move. Now this time, it's a little different. It's the cost, being that Niza's Auto Repair is no longer running for a while, and until we get up and running, it's hard to offset the costs. So today I'd like to announce my sponsors throughout the years. My major sponsors was, number one, Maui Toyota. He sponsored the junior drag racers. Big, big influence. It was really hard to get people to help with me trying to start the junior drag racing for the children. Well, Maui Toyota jumped in, donated the first junior dragster for the kids. It was a share program. Then right after that, AIG stepped up and sponsored a junior dragster, but in return, I had to do TV commercials for them on Auto Care. So, the other sponsor that came up was AMSOIL. Mario Yano from AMSOIL sponsored. Then Synergen. Synergen came into the state of Hawaii, had a hard time selling the oil, nobody knew it. 8 months later, after being on the air, they could not hardly keep any in stock. And then came Royal Purple. So anyway, those are a few, along with United Auto Body, Fram Filters, and Hawaiian Tel Credit Union, and Verizon, and Autolite Spark Plugs were somewhat a few. Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line. Hi, Dean.
Hi, George.
What's up?
Well, it's sad to say this will be the last show, but this is my opportunity to thank you for all the learnings we have learned over the years with Auto Car Care. And all our learnings will never be learned in a classroom. only through good old George are we going to learn these car care tips.
Well, thank you, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
We try to help the people.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for helping out and testing the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And try to keep the oil people honest.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Hello. Okay, we have Silicone Sam.
Aloha, this is Silicone Sam.
Hi, stranger.
Wow, it's been a long time.
Yes.
In 2004, we trio of friends achieved nicknames. We earned our nicknames from our scoldings by George Nita. We three friends are me, Silicone Sam, Dean, Dot3Dean,
mm-hmm.
and Lori. Leave it to later, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And George Nita scolded me for overusing and overspraying the silicone spray, thereby earning my nickname Silicone Sam.
Yeah, you George sprayed Nita. The whole car.
I still spray anything that sticks that's supposed to move.
Nothing wrong with that.
George Nita scolded our first friend Dean for trying to use Dot3 brake fluid once instead of Dot4 brake fluid, thereby earning his name, nickname Dot3Dean.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Pardon?
Exactly.
George Nita scolded Lori, our third friend, for using the later of two choices, like 3,000 miles or 3 years, for regular maintenance. She likes to leave it to later.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yep. So we enjoyed our notoriety on your Automotive 101 when you called in with questions, and we also enjoyed well-running vehicles from George's skill and expertise in maintaining our autos over the years. And you guys haven't heard from me for a while because I've been on the mainland taking care of my dad, but I'm back now. And thank you, George. All I can say is happy retirement.
Well, you're more than welcome, and it was great helping the people.
We had a lot of good laughs.
Yeah.
Now, I think Lori might call you, but she said she was going to leave it till later.
Okay.
Okay.
Till after the show.
That's right.
Okay. You take care, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. What do we have next?
We have Harvey on the line.
Hi, Harvey.
Hey, George. What is this I hear? This is your last show.
Yes.
Are you retiring or what?
After 25 years, it's come to a point where we just can't afford it already.
Oh, wow.
And
so there's no freebies anymore then? No free diagnostic to cars.
No. If they like, they can call me on my phone and I can help them. But I understand the sponsors pulled out because the range of the broadcasting was cut down. As you know, Kauai cannot get any.
Yeah, can't get you anymore for almost a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, but before it could get it, right?
Yeah, it was real clear.
Yeah, not anymore. So the broadcasts hardly reach Waianae. So I don't blame the manufacturers or the business people not wanting to sponsor the show. And it's,
Wow. That's too bad because you can't get free diagnostic anymore on your cars.
I try. But the ones I feel sorry for, Harvey, is the seniors that, you know, they look forward to the Saturday show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That's too bad. Hopefully something else comes up. And 2018 is a better year for you. And we can work something out.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Hey, Harvey.
Yes.
How's your knees?
Getting better.
Good.
Getting better.
Good. So, anyway... You take care, Harvey.
Okay. Well, you take care, too. I'll be in touch later.
Okay.
And enjoy 2018.
Happy New Year.
You too. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204.
Well, Rolling Bob was supposed to be here in the studio, too.
Yeah, but he can't get somebody to run the computer back at his office.
Right, so he couldn't make it in.
Yeah.
But I told him to call in.
Yeah, yeah, call in. So, anyway. If you have any questions, give us a call. This is the last show, so you gotta get it in before it's over. The Autolite spark plug that I recommend is the XP. Extra Performance spark plug is excellent. Especially if you have a turbocharged car or you don't want to change spark plugs that often. The Autolite spark plug XP. Lifespan is 100,000 miles. Okay? So, that's the last tips. For now, until something miraculously pops up, then we're on the air. But for now, this is it. This is our last. This is our Aloha show. So, anyway.
We have Dino from Honolulu.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, George. I have brake problems. I've got a 15-year-old Toyota Camry.
Okay.
The pedal goes down to the floor.
Okay.
So I,
How did that happen?
I put a new, not the cylinder, it's still the same.
You have air in the system.
Air?
Yeah.
Oh, I bled it 3-4 times and I'm pretty sure no air in it. But the pedal very low.
Where did you get the master cylinder from?
O'Reilly's, brand new.
Okay.
Of course it's China.
Is it the right one?
I believe so.
Did you match it before you put it on?
Yes, I measured the shaft that the push rod and it was the same.
The hole?
The hole, yeah, looks the same. I still have the old one, so I...
Okay.
Maybe I can take it out and eyeball it again.
Okay. Did you bleed the master before you put on the lines?
Well, okay, what happened? Yeah, I bled it at the master cylinder. Before I put the two lines on, I pumped it and I got rid of the air and then I connected.
How did you pump it?
Front and back.
Did you pump it by yourself?
No, I had somebody do it.
Okay. How did you pump it? Did you have a line go to the reservoir?
I filled it up.
Yeah.
A person put pressure on it and I cracked the line.
No.
The master cylinder.
You cannot put the line on and bleed it.
Put the line on and I slackened the line while they put pressure on it.
No, you did the installation wrong. That's why you're having no pressure.
Okay, how about the right way?
The right way?
On the bed, on the vise?
No, the right way is you put a line on the master cylinder that goes through the reservoir.
Recycle it.
Yes. And then pump it until there's no more bubbles.
Wow, maybe I tried that.
So now you got air through the whole system, and you have to get a brake bleeder to
complete. I have the vacuum type brake bleeder. It should be $50 type, and I
used
it.
No, the vacuum type is obsolete, no good.
It's cheap.
It's not good. You have to use the new one that pressurizes from the top and pushes the new fluid through.
I see. Okay, maybe I'll send it out. Any recommendation shop-wise?
Well, I can do it for you.
Okay.
Just give me a call.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, George.
Yeah. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And where did Christy go?
She came and dropped off Snoopy and said aloha.
How come Snoopy's here?
Well, they're gonna go somewhere, I think.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the air filters I recommend is K and N. The letter K and the letter N. Okay? That was also one of my sponsors. And these sponsors that were on my show are good people, good products. Okay? I had Lucas Oil come in and wanted to buy time on the air. And I said, before I can put you on, you need to do the test for me. And they did the test of their oil. They packed up and they left. It didn't pass. I said, I'm not like the other stations where they put any time they can hurry on. And that's what makes it even harder for me to find a good sponsor to be on the show. So, I guess that's life. When you try to do things the right way, you get penalized for it. But the right way is the only way. So, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Now, Rolling Bob, if he's listening, let's talk some story about the past doing the show. Bob has been with me for a long, long time. And we've been going through all kinds of stuff way back. And for those of you who know who Dale Payson is, Dale Payson was also with us for a while way back when we first started. And this guy, Rodriguez, was the first guy that helped me at KGU at the very first show. So, who do we have now?
We got Rolling Bob.
Oh, you're listening?
Yeah, of course I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
But well, listen, this is what I was just sitting here pondering, and I just want to thank everybody and George for all the fun years we've had together. Not that they're ending, but I mean the radio show. And you know what? I was thinking about this. You know how many shows last 25 years?
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, think about, no, not a lot. Think about that. There's a lot of shows, 25 years though. Mm-hmm. You know, you got shows don't last a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people on the radio for a week. The next week, they're gone. Like, whoa, what just happened there?
Yeah, I know what you say.
So I'm saying it's not so much, I don't think we need to be as sad as we're being, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Bob, I'm sad for the seniors that I see at Zippy's, and they come up with tears in the eyes, and they're sad.
Oh, yes, no.
Because that's what they look forward to every Saturday.
Yeah, oh, I understand. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's just, now you got me all, getting me all misty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And get I'm rid- not the misty guy.
Get rid of the lemon.
But it's been a great run. And, man, all these people are trying to call me. I don't know what's going on. But anyway.
Distracting you.
Well.
Huh?
Well, Bob, you've been doing the show with George for a long time, too.
Yeah, right? No. Like we were last week talking about when we were all in the studio together over at KGU.
Mm-hmm.
With Jan.
Yep.
And then we go down after the show. So, see, this is how dedicated we used to be, folks. We would go down after the radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
All go down to the shop and polish our cars. Remember those days? We had to buffer out. We're polishing the cars.
Yep.
and we're eating pizza. And, you know, it's like you said, you look back, and it was a good run. It was a good run.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Jan Okada.
And callers, oh, my God, over the years, and how much trouble I got into.
Oh, yeah. You and I.
Like my favorite one was the handicap comment.
Mm-hmm.
And remember people called in, you don't understand, I need my handicap. I didn't want to remember that one.
Yep.
Going, now she remembers. I'm going, I didn't say take handicap. My point was, you go to the store. I challenge anybody to do this. Go to the store, sit on the bench outside the store, in front of the handicap car, parking stalls, and observe what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. And it, again, it's for the person driving is handicapped, then you use the stall. You know what I mean? But it became this convenient thing. I put grandma in the passenger seat. I run up to buy a case of beer. I run in the store, run out, throw the stuff in the back of the car. I zoom off. I'm a happy camper. Misuse.
Yeah.
But that's what we came to because it's all me.
Yep, and remember Dale Payson?
I'm sorry?
Remember Dale Payson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your good friend Dale?
Oh, man, me and Dale had some adventures we can't even talk about.
I know. Yeah.
We're all out. I know Dale's listening. Dale's going, Bob, don't. What are you talking about?
Is it one of those things like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's put it this way. We would never go to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
We never did nothing illegal. We just had some fun times.
Yeah, yeah. It was real fun times, Bob.
But, again, we would go after the show, and we'd work on our cars and change things and try different stuff out. And people going over the years, well, how does he know? I go, dude. We try to stuff on our own cars. You know, it isn't like I read something on the internet and decided, oh, you know what? I think I'll just put ethanol in my gas randomly. No, we tried it. You heard about it. You put it in. It worked great.
Yep.
Remember the junior dragster?
All
yep. ran at ethanol.
Yep.
Ah, those were the days.
That's
actually,
right.
I don't want to go back to those days.
It was good days, man.
I mean, it was fun, but man, there was a lot of work too. Going to the track is a lot of fun. So you're putting the car away at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I said, I wouldn't trade it. You
no.
know, if I had to go back, do
no.
it right over again.
That's right. That's right. So hang on, Bob. Hang on.
Hold on, Bob.
Okay.
Okay, we have Aaron from Mililani.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it, George? Hey, I wanted to know if it's worth if you put an intake and exhaust on my car for horsepower and gas mileage.
What kind of car?
I have a new Toyota CHR. It's a 2018. It's a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Would it give me better gas mileage and, I guess, horsepower if I do the, like you said, K&M intake? And which one? Should I put the cone filter or the drop-in for the K&M?
Either one is good.
Or the cone or the,
yeah.
the box drop-in.
I've tested the K&M filters on the airflow test machine that I have against every brand of air filter, and the K&M far, far outflows every filter.
Oh, okay. So the drop-in one is okay, too, instead of getting
yeah.
the cone one, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the exhaust, the back pressure, does that help with any of the horsepower? Or the,
it does if you have the right muffler. Okay, the ones that make a lot of noise usually don't do anything for you.
Do you have a recommendation of manufacturer for the muffler?
Walker. Walker mufflers make what they call a max flow muffler.
Walker. Okay, max flow.
Yeah, if you get the muffler, you can see right through.
Oh, so no more auto baffles kind
no.
of something?
No, it's straight through, but it's quiet.
Walker.
Yeah.
Max flow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, is it good to put, like, single in and dual out, or single in and single out for a muffler? Do you know that?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
No.
Oh, okay.
What gas are you using?
Oh, just a regular gas.
No, gasoline makes a big difference.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
So no, put the Costco kind?
No. Try a full tank, well, two tanks of the Shell Premium.
Shell Premium.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
And
Premium.
Yeah, if we had ethanol, that would be great, because ethanol was the biggest hit. You put 2 gallons ethanol, fill it up with Shell Premium, and watch your car fly.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was like flying.
Yeah. The ethanol is awesome.
You also said for the Royal Purple is the best for the oil too, yeah?
The HPS only. They have two Royal Purples. The HPS.
I look for that. Do you know who sells it?
Crestec Cleaning Center.
Oh, where was that located?
On Kapilani Boulevard, a couple of doors away from McKinley Car Wash.
Oh, okay. And they sell the Royal Purple.
Yep.
Purple.
Yep.
Okay, hopefully my car lasts a while.
Oh, it will.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
All right. No mention. Thanks. Okay, bye. Hello.
Okay, Bob, we'll put you back on.
Yeah, see, I was trying to talk the whole time.
You were trying to talk?
Well, I told somebody, why do you think I don't go in the studio with George? Because I start rolling, he start kicking me under the table like we're in school. Okay, Bob. Okay, Bob. But anyway, when the gentleman was there, what I was going to say is George's advice is correct, but here's my advice. You know, when you do all that stuff to improve your gas mileage, how do you improve the gas mileage? Because your car runs better. What do most people do when the car runs better?
Step on the gas.
Exactly. So what happened to the fuel savings?
Out the window.
Gone.
Yep.
Now, I know you are getting better fuel, but like you said, most of the time your car runs better, you press harder on the gas. You're like, oh, now I can go up the poly at 50 instead of 40 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back to George and I and go, you know, I didn't get any gas mileage.
Yeah.
Were you driving faster? And then the other thing is, you're right, you know, a lot of those mufflers are just tuned to make noise.
Yep, yep.
That's why they sell them. They have no test or nothing like that. They just tune it just like music, and they figure out, you know, this is what the kids like. And then, you know, you add it to your car. And again, now you're running around going, oh, yeah, man, my car sounds great. Then you're going, hey, I put this on. Why did my gas mileage go down? Sitting at the light, revving the engine while not driving might affect your gas.
Okay, hold on, Bob. Hold on.
Okay.
We have Sam from Kalihi.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, George. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Fine. Listen, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've certainly learned a lot of things. You've been a big help. I had one comment to make that it's observation that I'm surprised I haven't heard before, and that has to do with a good old safety check. And what I wanted to say was, why is it that we all get a 3-year warranty for everything, basically, on our new cars? And if something breaks, first thing you're going to do is take it back to the dealer under your warranty and have it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the state thinks that you're not going to do that after 2 years? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even make any sense. It's like, hey, this guy's going to, his first 3 years, he's going to have everything taken care of. Why isn't our safety inspection good for it to have it? Why isn't it good also for 3 years? Don't make sense except for money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually lost some money to the state, right?
Well, the safety check, nothing goes to the state. It goes to only the mechanic. So the state is doing it and losing money.
Yep.
Now that is stupid.
Yeah. But like I say, you can't even reconcile the 2 versus 3 years. It should be 3 you know, 3 years, period.
Just get rid of it.
The last guy called in kind of had a couple of questions that I wanted to ask that you answered about the air filter and the muffler exhaust system.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to ask then is, you still recommend the K&N over the Air Raid?
Yes.
Air filters?
Yes.
Okay. And if I was going to prioritize an upgrade to an improved air filter, would that take precedence over, say, a new Walker muffler in terms of, you know, getting the potential out of my improvement?
Well, they should go hand in hand because what you eat, you have to let out.
Okay.
So it should go together.
If I'm going to do it, get them both at the same time, you're saying?
Yes.
And is that exhaust muffler system easy for someone like, you know, ordinary to fix, to put on?
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, real good. Well, then I'll let you go, George, and like, thanks again for all the good info you've provided over the years. And I wish you the best in the new year, and good luck.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay, aloha.
Hey, Bob, back on.
Oh, I feel like Ed McMahon. Like, okay, Bob, what do you think? Well, let me think. No, the only thing I would add is if you're short on money, start with the exhaust first.
That's a good idea.
You know, easy in, easy out. But you don't want easy in, hard out, right?
We got to go to our drunk driving commercial right now.
Okay.
Hang on, Bob.
She's real fine, my boy.
And I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and please don't drink and drive. So many good, valuable lives have been lost. And the only time you think about it is when it's too late. Not good. Okay, who do we have?
Okay, hang on, Bowling Bob. We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve. Hey, George. I just wanted to thank you for all your information you give us.
You're welcome.
Been on for 25 years.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I heard, I guess I heard about you on the radio. You were on the radio one day, and I guess that's how I heard about you.
Yeah.
Unreal. But I got a point of interest I wanted to tell people. You know that TMT project on the Big Island?
The what project?
The TMT project. The
mm-hmm.
satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a website if you want to hear why they want it really there. Called spacepearlharbor.com. And this couple that's on there, they're investigators and they investigate corruption. I met these people in person. They're nice people, religious. Guy wrote books. You make a few health products, and I use one of them. They work. But I just want people to know about that.
Hmm.
Really interesting. You judge for yourself. But anyway, I got your phone number. If I need anything, I'll call you.
Okay.
And Happy New Year, you guys. Take care.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right. Aloha. Bye.
Okay, we got Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. So sad to see you guys go this year. You know, the good service to the people for 25 years. And sad I'm not going to hear Rolling Bob and Dean anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but,
times are hard now.
And you're not going to retire, right?
No.
No, don't give up. Keep going. You cannot retire until you're 6 feet under. Maybe take vacations and relax a little bit, do some bucket list stuff, but you cannot retire.
No, not retire.
You did a good service to the people for over 50 years in the automotive arena and to the drag racing world. You saved the track. You're a one-man army that when the track was about to close, you saved the track. When the program... The racing program was going off the cliff. You saved it with 58 state gas, jackpot racing, and then for the kids, the junior drag racing. So I want to thank you for that. And I'll keep looking for shops like that. Something's going to come up. Another radio show coming up. Better is coming next year. So and I just want to wish you and your family, Wanda and your family, and all your listeners, have a safe, healthy, prosperous, and happy new year next year. And see something to happen in the future. We need a raceway, but almost impossible, but we need one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mahalo,
so,
Bruce.
Take care.
Happy new year.
Talk to you later. I got your number and emails and stuff.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
Okay, we have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I just wanted to say thank you so very much for all you've done. And you know what? I really, really appreciate your big push on that big ethanol thing we tried to do. I mean, I learned so much from that, and I really appreciate all your efforts in that, too. And
well,
so I want to say thank you to Wanda. She's been so good all this time. She's terrific. And thank you to her, too.
Thank you,
and I
Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish you both a really, really happy new year and successful, okay?
Mm-hmm. Let me explain a little bit more on the ethanol, Carol.
Okay.
If you look back in history, because history teaches you a lot, and I wish and pray that the people of Hawaii would look at history. When we had pineapple and sugarcane, life was awesome. Because the people, the children coming out of high school that couldn't go to college, they could work in the pineapple field or sugarcane. They had a job. They had a future. They didn't have to have a college degree to go work in the fields. But now that we don't have it, where are they? They're homeless. So that's why I've been pushing and pushing for ethanol. Because number one, ethanol is a better fuel than gasoline. Number two, ethanol has so much usage for it, and we can grow sugarcane and put everybody back to work. But I don't know.
Well, you know, one thing I think is really funny is that now that the city and state are really pushing on being the most, one of the most sustainable states in the country, that now with this big push and they, you know, doing biomass and all that, which they never thought of before, now we could, even with the danger of the oceans rising and climate stuff, we could sustain ourselves in Hawaii with ethanol. All we had to do was, it's Alexander and Baldwin, which they had opened their eyes, used their properties to grow sugarcane, mm-hmm. and we make ethanol here, we wouldn't even have to bring in oil from around the world.
That's
so
right.
We could support ourselves in all the climate changes. If any, we had any disasters like hurricanes and all that, we would produce our own fuel,
yep.
not only for cars, but for generators and mm-hmm. everything else.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, it's so stupid. We could be sustainable ourselves and not rely on shipping stuff in when we need energy.
That's
right. It's so dumb. They're pushing sustainability 100%, and what? They got it right here if we just grew sugar cane and made ethanol.
You're right.
So that's why, you know, especially now with this big push of sustainability, I really, really appreciate at least you're getting the information out, you know, originally, earlier. And so I just wanted you to know, I still have the database, you know, of the stuff we created and printed up and handed out. If you ever want to fix that up and get some more, let me know. I'd be great. I'd be glad to help you out and, you know,
okay, give me a call.
It and send it out.
Give me a call.
Okay, what's your phone number?
348.
Yeah.
3099.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay,
Rolling Bob. Now I can put
Hello.
You on.
He fell
Hello.
Asleep.
What? Bob? I'm
Bob?
Over here in this little box on the corner. Hey, George, wow, before the next caller, I was just thinking about, when you talk about sustainability, which probably is not going to be that sustainable, but do you remember they used to sell like an oil filter that you put like a toilet paper roll in?
Mm-hmm.
Did that work?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Just wondered.
Why didn't it work?
Because there's too much restriction.
Oh.
No, because I was just thinking, we were talking about, you know, stuff, and then I thought, wait, I remember one time they were talking about, you know, you had this canister and you drop a roll of toilet paper in there and it cleans your clean toilet paper, folks, and it removes the stuff from your oil.
Mm.
Yeah, I had to throw clean because I, like I said, I'm always misinterpreted.
You gotta hang on, Bob.
For that call.
Okay, hang on, Bob. We got Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. Sorry to hear you're going off the air. I was wondering, you know, I heard that your commercial, the drinking commercial all the time. Who made that? That's a really well-made commercial.
This lady from Hilo was one of the managers at the Nanilo Hotel, wrote it up for me.
I see.
And I was looking for a voice to match a young girl. And at the studio at KGU, there was this lady, a Samoan lady, big Samoan lady, and she had a really young voice, and that's her voice. So I gave her the stuff and said, please, could you read this and make it into that commercial? She said, no, she don't want to do that. And she read it, called me back, and she said, she'll do it. She's the one that made it, and Brother Iz's song, Over the Rainbow. And when we first made it, police department wanted it because they wanted to play it to the troops. So I gave them a copy.
I see. Well, that's really well made. I hope they still can play it from, at different places. The other thing I wanted to, been wanting to put a word in for Crestec for a long time now. I won one of your contests well, it's been years ago, I guess. And I never did get over to Crestec to, you know, to get some oil or anything like that because I didn't need anything at the time. And then my steering started leaking, and it was like a couple of years after I won, and I went over to Crestec, and they fulfilled the thing, even though it was like a couple of years later. So I wanted to put a good word in for Crestec. Wow.
Billy is a nice man.
So, my hearing is not too good, so I can't exactly hear what hear all you're saying. The other thing I wanted to mention is the rail is the worst ripoff in the history of Hawaii for the projects. It's going to make surface traffic in Honolulu miserable with all the roadways and things it's going to use up, and it's ripping us off for billions of dollars. The worst project in the history of Hawaii, and people need to keep that in mind and find out where we can stop this thing. I think there's probably a lot of corruption there, and hopefully there's some way to stop that thing. But what could be done now is they can use all the superstructure, as long as they don't go past Middle Street, can use all of the superstructure for guided busways, and keep the system unified. The bus already goes to the UH, it already goes to Waikiki, and have one good system and not two half-assed systems. You know, the rail is just the worst thing in
we got the lines all filled up, so we got to say Happy New Year and aloha.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for all you've been doing over the years.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay, we have Ken from Ever Beach.
Hi.
Hey, George. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Sorry to hear you going off the air.
Yeah, it's the cost. You know, if I had my shop still going, at least we could put it on to the shop. But we're temporarily in the limbo, trying to find another place for opening our shop. So,
Well, you need to get out of your limbo because we need to get together and have you work on my vehicle.
Yep. I do that now.
You do that now?
Yeah, yeah. All you got to do is give me a call and I can, you know, meet you and we work on it.
I roger that.
Okay.
Right now I have 2003 Ford Ranger that has a power steering leak. How do I fix that?
Try AT205.
What is that?
You put it into the power steering fluid and run about 500 miles. The leak should stop. If it don't stop, then you call me.
Okay. And, okay. What was the number again, the thing I need to get?
AT205, Able Tom 205.
Okay, and where can I get that? Just get it from like Napa or any parts store?
Yeah, try AutoZone.
AutoZone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
You know who this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that you're back from your vacation.
Okay. I got to get to another line.
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. We have Lana from IEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Sorry, but I went through all this so many times. You'll be back. I mean, hopefully anyway. But what I was going to say. Yeah, you know, I appreciate you. You folks know, everybody knows that because I used to patronize you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, I wish I was rich too. I'll buy you one place, you know. But, I'm not, I didn't win the mega box and whatever. Yeah, I wish they had done that. You know, it's so bad that everybody still votes the same guys and everything is, oh my gosh, it's just upside down everything.
Yeah, It's
but
insane.
I'm glad you're still around, and I wish you well. Happy
and
New
I still
year.
Do. I still do auto repair. You gotta call, make
yeah,
appointment, and I do it.
So I gotta make sure. I asked Wanda off the air. It's 3483099.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been going through a lot of stuff too, so that's why I haven't been in contact with you. But lucky I'm listening to your last show because I still get your old numbers. Your old cards, you know me.
That
I
works.
You a lot.
That works too. My
oh,
old numbers all work.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good to know. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, you take care and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lana.
Stuff is around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. Take
Aloha.
Care. Bye bye.
Okay. I'm putting Rolling Bob on because he's going to say his aloha.
Hey, yeah, because I know everybody's trying to get in. So, George, Wanda, Barb, our new engineer, Dale, Jan, and the thousands of people, literally, over the 7-8 years I've been doing this. And just real quick, I got started doing this, listening to the show one day when Dale said, you know, we should probably talk to somebody about putting us on the internet.
That's right.
That's
and along came Rolling Bob.
And folks, that's how we're ending, because I'm going to go make sure the show's on the internet for this. All the shows are up there. Again, aloha to everybody. We're always around. You can always find us. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you soon.
That's just aloha. What I was going to say, Bob. Do your famous ending.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I want to go because I know a lot of people are trying to call. So we'll get one more line open. Okay.
Right.
Aloha, guys.
Aloha.
Okay. Okay, we have Leave It to Later, Laurie.
Oh, you really came later, yeah?
Well, I've been dialing for 10 minutes almost. Because everybody wants to talk to you and say Happy New Year and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I I got in before the show was over.
Yeah. We all got to get together maybe one day because I miss you guys.
Yeah, same here. We don't always get the same advice. In fact, sometimes when I tell the guy full air in the tire to max PSI, they start to argue with me.
I know. But, everybody gets that.
Dean gets off work and then we go get air. Just air.
No. You know what you got to do, Laurie? Go on Amazon.com. And go order the slime. It has a little air compressor that you plug into your cigarette lighter and you can inflate your tires yourself.
Oh, wow. Slime.
Yep. Yeah. Go look it up.
Okay. Amazon.com.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, George.
And you take care.
You
and
too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway. The seniors that I met at Vineyard Zippy's was really sad. They were crying and they didn't want to see us go off the air. But sometimes we got to decide what we don't want to do, we got to do. And, you know, like I said, I don't blame the sponsors because the radio station doesn't have the range. And if we go to other stations that have the range, they're astronomical figures to do the radio show. So they're kind of close to doing a TV show. So I don't know. Had to make a decision. And if and when we can get the auto repair shop back up running, we'll be back on the air. But, as far as the landowners in Hawaii goes, they want no automotives. And it's sad because what happened to Orange County way back was the same thing. And Orange County was trying to claim bankruptcy and they couldn't. Well, Hawaii could be in the same position a few years down the road into bankruptcy. Well, what are we going to do? It's the politicians. So, I keep saying that, but nobody listens. Only time people listen is at the funeral, like today. But, like I mentioned, if you need help, you need answers to questions, you just give me a call. Because I'm still around, I'm still alive, and I can help you. One way or the other, we'll get it done. Okay? So, take care of each other. Especially your mom and dad. You only have one. One mom, one dad. Take care of them. Too many young people don't take care of their parents. Yeah, the parents might not be what they want, but they're still your parents. And Hawaii is not maybe one, not what you want, expensive, but it's still Hawaii. Who do you have on the phone?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I got to be the last to say thank you. And thank you, Wanda, and everybody who supported you and sponsors. And I know that you're going to find a place because we all have to help you look for a place. And hopefully we'll be able to hear people's voices on the radio again. But the most important thing is to help George find a place.
Thanks, Barbara.
So everybody, if you're standing in line, it doesn't matter if you know the person or not, strike up a question or conversation that we're looking for a place. And because we're a big family,
mm-hmm.
George's family, and now it's time for us to support him. Thank you, everybody.
Happy New Year. Anyway, the example I give to people. Yes, Hawaii is very expensive. The pay is cheap. But being a car guy, this is my example of the land that I love. Hawaii is like a nice brand new Ferrari. Okay? What's the difference between a brand new Ferrari and a Nissan Sentra? The cost of maintaining and everything. But which one gives you the most looks and the comments and everything? The most positive, the Ferrari. Nobody looks at you in the Nissan Sentra. Okay? Las Vegas is the Nissan Sentra. It's cheap. Hawaii is the Ferrari. So look at it that way. Wouldn't you rather be driving in a Ferrari instead of a Nissan Sentra? I would. So that's the comparison. Yes, it's hard to live here, but we can find a way. And the way that I know without a doubt is the ethanol project. It will open doors for everyone tremendously, because the children that don't have the money to go to college can work in the refineries. So, sad to say, but this is our last show. And please, folks, please, take care of each other. And don't drink and drive. Happy New Year. Aloha.